Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Friday, and Scheim is flexing it. Jackson filling in for Scheim this morning, coming up at 7:30. Courtney with today's news. And when it comes to stress, apparently science is warning that you can't only worry about yourself. You can't only worry about those that live in your household. You can't only worry about your pets. There are other things apparently in your home that are very stressed out, and we need to be very careful about that. So we'll get to that and the rest of the news with Courtney coming up at 7:30 this morning. And then they said it at 8, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And at 8:20, Mike Milbury on the Boston Bruins, who have set a franchise record and secured the President's Cup. And I don't think there is many who worry about the Boston Bruins. And I, you know, after last night and the Celtics and that dominant performance, I don't know what the mood is when it comes to the Celtics. I know your lead was that essentially you feel like this Celtics team at times has played down to the level of the competition. And you want to know who's responsible for that, Joe Mazzulla or the players. They certainly played up to the level of their competition last night.
Right. So. And this is the thing that I think is interesting, because you look at a team like the Bruins. What's the biggest difference in the way they're playing this year versus last year?
I think getting Krejci back was gigantic.
Okay.
Ginormous.
And then I think, you know, obviously the coaching change.
I think the coaching change
it's bigger than getting Krejci back?
Well, you don't get Krejci back unless you have the coaching change.
Yeah.
So when you look at the Celtics, if you have a continuous problem of not being able to play up to the level of your competition, your coach is not instilling something in you for you to be able to see that. So last year, the Bruins, their biggest issue was they were having issues with the coach, which led to them not being able to advance and move forward in the playoffs. So you have to eliminate that and bring in a new coach who's now getting guys to buy in. The players are now, they might be getting hit over the head with it every day, but they are looking themselves in the mirror and going, okay, we believe in what Jim is telling us. And I wonder, at times, is Joe Mazzulla giving them the right information or putting it to them the right way, where we're not constantly talking about the Celtics playing down to the level of their competition?
And I guess when you talk about playing down, is it an energy level thing or is it a preparation thing? Because that's where you decide whether it's the coach or the player. And so we would have to go back and look at all of these losses that should have been wins and see if it was an energy thing, which I kind of think it was. And so I put it on the players. I don't necessarily think Joe Mazzulla is walking into the locker room and saying, hey, guys, we just got, you know, the Wizards tonight. We've got it's not a big deal. You'll be fine. We're a better team. Maybe he's saying we're a better team. And then the guys go out there and don't give it their all. But every time I've seen them get a loss, which is supposed to be a win, it's been an energy situation.
Right, but I always go back to the fact that Joe Mazzulla is not, he's not handling the basketball and playing in that basketball game.
That's true.
That's Jason Tatum. That's Jaylen Brown. That's right. Al Horford. That's
right.
Derek White. That's got guys who have been in the league for a considerable amount of time.
Right.
And so there's a difference, clearly, in the way in which they approach a game like last night and the way in which they've approached other games over the last couple of months.
Well, so then that, see, if it's an energy level thing, right, or what you're talking about, Greg, isn't it incumbent on the coach to call a timeout and say, yo, what the hell are we doing here? Right? Ime wouldn't have stood for that. There were issues with Brad that he couldn't fix. But then when Ime got there, he fixed those same issues with guys that had been around and been on that team and been to a bunch of conference finals. So you look at, now you got a new guy, and he's not able to fix the issues that Ime could fix.
And the coaching change in the Bruins situation was a message to all the players that getting to a cup final and having great regular seasons was no longer enough. That the team needed to win it all. And that's why they fired Cassidy, who had the most points in the NHL over the last 6 years, because points didn't matter. It was about getting a team that could win a cup. And what you're going to see, if the Celtics fail to get to the finals this year, is Mazzulla fired and a coach that's brought in with the same game plan and, you know, mission statement.
This is Chris from Boston. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. So, believe it or not, When it comes to the postseason, I'm gonna be more worried. I'm gonna lean more on the side of being more worried of the Bruins than the Celtics. And here's why: when the Celtics play these low level teams, yeah, they play down to the competition. But we've seen time and time again when they face the Bucks or the Nuggets or the 76ers, they get up for those games. And I feel like once the playoffs start, it's gonna be like that every single game. Now with the Bruins, there's one thing that concerns me that I see it being their only Achilles heel, and that's A, their power play and the amount of minutes that Pasta's playing on that power play and not being effective. Mm-hmm. If you look at how Pasta plays, anytime there's a team like Tampa or when the playoffs start, those guys, they don't just, you know, veer multiple guys towards his end of the ice. They also get physical with him. And what happens is you start seeing Pasta get knocked off the puck and frankly knocked off his game, because now he's not thinking about, you know, creating space and all this other stuff. Now he's just trying to retaliate. So now the only way the Bruins are going to get this far and win a cup is if Pasta doesn't get knocked off the puck, doesn't get knocked off his game, and improves his power play and turnover ratio. I'll hang up and listen to you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the – we've talked a lot about that being the one concern about the Bruins is the power play, and we'll get to talk to Mike Milbury about that and other things at 8:20. But it's not – I think it's important when you look at a coaching change and how much impact a coach has. It's not just the change that has led the Bruins to where they are right now. It's also the style of play that coach brought to this hockey team.
Right.
Like, so I don't think Joe Mazzulla has changed the – I mean, this team is certainly not playing more defense – than they played under Ime. Like, I think you can hold him accountable, Joe Mazzulla,
right,
when it comes to, he hasn't, is he to blame when they're not up for a lesser team? No. But has he done anything that's changed the style of play with the Boston Celtics? Not really.
Well, I think that's true. And I think the biggest thing is when you're looking at coaches, right, you got to ask the question. And this is where, whether or not players are buying in, would players do this with that specific coach? So would players, you know, take these games lightly, not hustle?
Well, to be fair, though, with Ime, and the texture brings it up, it did take half a season.
Right.
Well, that's true.
It wasn't like day one the Celtics were avoiding these pitfalls.
But it went the other way with Ime. The beginning of the season, they were kind of trying to figure it out, you know, and then they got it.
But if they get it in the playoffs, then we'll all credit Mazzulla.
Oh, yeah. I think in the playoffs, and I agree with the caller, luckily come playoff time, you're always playing good comp night in and night out. So you're not going to sit there and take a team lightly because it is the postseason. And you know that, hey, if you don't give it your best shot, you can be beat by a team that's as good. I'm just saying that mindset that we've seen year in and year out, game in, game out, when you're playing less a competition. Now you just hope other things don't arise that maybe you go, well, in the playoffs, the coach is not getting them to buy into, whether it's playing defense or being more active on the defensive end.
I understand what you're saying, which is that it's somewhat alarming that they can be so good when they need to be so good last night and then mail it in against the team, you know, and not mail it in October or November or December, but mail it in in March.
It's an indictment on them, isn't it? Like, if you're that good and that bad in these, because if they just beat the Wizards and they win last night, you're legitimately in a position to take the one seed. The Celtics have two back-to-back games at home, Wednesday, Friday, next week against Toronto. They have a relatively easy schedule to conclude the year. They play the Sixers, but the Sixers, they seem to handle. I mean, they really would have a legitimate shot at the one seed. So because they were in D.C. and they were in the White House and they were in traffic and whatever happened, they lose that game, and that could be the reason they're not the one seed and they're going to have to travel to Milwaukee for game 7.
Yeah.
And that's why I say, you know, and people get to this point where they feel like, oh, they're pro athletes, they're grown men, they should know. I understand that, but it's like anything. In your job, you're an adult, you're a grown up, but you still need a boss that maybe can open your eyes to things that you're not doing, and you need that boss to stay on top of you.
Well, and he needs to stay on top of them even when they have big leads, because we've seen that's been a massive issue with them. They can get these big leads, and they lose. And it's like, what happened in that fourth? Why wasn't Mazzulla on them more? Like, guys, we were leading by 15.
Right, why not call a timeout when you see the other team goes on like a 7-0 run or an 8-0 run? You're like, all right, we timeout. Listen, fellas, you know, there's got to be some stepping, you know?
This is Joe in the car. What's up, Joe?
Hillman!
Hey!
What's up, gang? Hey, before I ask my... Hillman, anybody get sick from your meatballs?
Nope.
Yeah,
I don't think a person... I don't think a person... Everybody who tried them could not stop talking about them. I mean...
Oh, my God.
And just a correction, Joe, Leah's meatballs.
They were good.
See, there that argument is so stupid. Like, all Leah did was share her recipe.
Portion it out.
We portioned it together.
Well.
And we did a dry run, so I knew maybe how, when it came to some of the ingredients, the best way in which to mix them.
Still had to make it.
I had to do it.
That'd be like Bobby Flay giving you all the recipes and saying, here's how you do it, and then giving it to you. You still have to make it.
It's like he just dumped the baggie into the bowl.
Right, but you still got
to... That's like, say, Greg cooks Stouffer's lasagna.
Right, but you still got to cook it in the right amount of time.
Yes,
you can't overcook.
That is true.
That's my point.
Yeah.
It's like what we're talking about when it comes to coaching.
Right.
Like, Jason Tatum still has to shoot the... He still has to drive to the hoop and get the ball in. I mean, I got some coaching. That's all. But anyway,
I'm glad nobody got sick from the balls. Hey, I gotta say, Jaylen Brown, that guy is such a smooth cat, man. I mean, the guy is so smooth on the court. Yo, man, I think this team's gonna go as far as Jaylen Brown brings this team. Not Jason Tatum, even though Jason Tatum went off yesterday. But Jaylen Brown's been the most consistent player on this team, and I've always said it. I would rather have Jaylen Brown than Jason Tatum. That's good. That's what I got. And have a good weekend, guys. Love the show.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, Joe, the Celtics don't feel the same way as you. I mean, we know that, you know. And I think
Jaylen... I don't know that that's true.
Come on, Greg. We're not going to go down this road. And Jaylen Brown had an amazing game. He kind of kept you afloat. He put you in that position. But you know that they, because even on the broadcast, if you watch that game on the broadcast, it was Reggie Miller and I forget who, Kevin Harlan, whoever the other guy was that doing the play-by-play. It was always about Tatum and Giannis, Tatum and Giannis, Tatum and Giannis. Everything was Tatum and Giannis, Tatum and Giannis, right? So you don't think if that's the national level and based on trade rumors and all that, and people believe that here because they're screaming MVP for Tatum. Like, you don't think that affects a player when that player goes out and does what Jaylen Brown does?
I think what's going to affect Jaylen Brown more is if he has a desire to play with Kyrie Irving. Irving wants to play with LeBron James.
No, that's
LeBron
not
James
it.
Wants him to play with him.
I think Jaylen Brown is his own man in the sense of where he wants to play. But I think he's a guy like a lot of players, you know,
and he deserves it.
And he wants not only respect, but he wants, because I think they respect him, but he wants that you know, like Mary J. Blige said, he wants that real love.
Real mm-hmm. love.
That love that he knows isn't just lip service, where he doesn't have to get on a three-way with the GM and the other star player and be like, yo, what's going on?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
All right. Well, anyway, Celtics get a win when they needed
Huge.
To. And more on that, not only this morning, but all day here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Gresham Foyer coming up at 10. Right now, Courtney with what is trending this moment.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Sox fell short on opening day. 10-9 was the final from a chilly Fenway Park. We got to see the pitch clock in action in the bottom of the eighth with Rafael Devers striking out on a violation. He's the first hitter of the regular season to fall victim to the rule change. Now, the new rule does state that a hitter must be alert to the pitcher with 8 seconds left on the clock. Well, the ump didn't call it till 6 seconds were remaining when Devers was looking down, tapping his bat on his feet, but Devers feeling the effects early. Here's the call from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
They called a strike on Rafi.
Not being ready.
And he's out. He's out. Wow. Yep, he wasn't set to go. He didn't know quite what to make of it, but there's no argument.
See, that's the one thing, a part of the rule I don't like. Once the batter's in the batter's box, so what if he's not looking at the pitcher?
He was looking to, I mean, that's the rule, though. It was so clear that he was looking down.
But
and
so
I think
what?
He's confused after, well, because you're supposed to be looking at the
pitcher.
No,
but that's my point. Once you get in the batter's box and the guy in the pitcher.
Well, you're not going to eliminate what they're trying to eliminate mm-hmm. if guys can stand in yeah. the
no,
box.
No. Once the, you have 20 seconds with a guy on base, like, it's your job as the batter to be ready. If the pitcher throws the ball and you're not ready and there's 8, 9, 10 seconds on the clock, that's your fault. That's all I'm saying. Don't eliminate the pitch clock. If he's down there and he's looking down at the ground or he's looking at his cleats or he's tapping his, as long as he's in the box.
Do you think that could be a safety thing, though?
Well,
if you just have pitchers throwing and the guy's not ready, then that's.
Listen.
You've always been able to throw the ball if the guy's in the box, no matter what.
Right.
He's looking
yeah, I'm
out,
just
though.
Saying,
right.
if you're trying to hurry up and get a pitch off.
But that's always, like Jackson said, that's always been part
but
of the
he's
rule.
A big fan of the old hidden ball trick.
No, but just. Just be ready. You know, like, I'm watching the game yesterday.
You showed me that at Magic City.
I'm watching the game yesterday. The only thing I didn't like that Nesson did is they didn't give the pitch clock from the time it stops.
Yeah.
They cut off at, like, 10 seconds, so I wasn't a huge fan of that. But once the batter gets in, you know, all right, I have 20 seconds. Be ready. The pitch can come at any time. It could come at 17 or 5.
Well, you're going to the Sox game tomorrow, right?
Yeah, it's tomorrow, Saturday? Yeah, I'm going tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Saturday.
As long as it doesn't get rained out.
Yeah. All right. Well, you get to see it in person.
Right. Yeah. I, like I said, I really enjoy it. I don't like that it goes, they started at 10 seconds, so I'm a little kind of confused.
And Wiggy, we'd love to have you stop by 10 to 1, Ken and Curtis live at Fenway Park.
Ooh.
All right. Oh, you all guys right. are going to be, where are you going to be?
At the Ford Clubhouse Studios.
Ooh, okay.
Did you notice if they had it anywhere in Fenway? Like, where was it in Fenway? Could you, as a viewer, as a fan in the stands, see the pitch clock?
Yeah, I think it's
got to be in center field for
right.
the hitters.
Yeah, it is.
And
yes,
then behind
is.
Home plate somewhere for the yeah. pitchers.
But I'm wondering for a fan, like watching it, being able to count down with it, like a
yeah,
like
yeah,
broadcast.
Yeah. It's yeah. like an NBA shot clock.
Yeah. Hurry into the Nissan Thrill of the Drive sales event. Get a killer deal today at your local Nissan store or NissanUSA.com. Clock's ticking. Catch these offers while you can. The Sox off today. They have the Orioles tomorrow at 4:10. On to some good news. The Bruins hit a franchise record and secured the President's Cup with a 2-1 overtime win over the Blue Jackets. The Bees' 58th win of the season came with Pasta's 53rd goal, 41 seconds into OT. Tyler Bertuzzi had the goal that tied it up in the second. Linus Ullmark had 25 saves on the night. Now they head to Pittsburgh, take on the Penguins tomorrow. In your Boston Celtics, a thrashing in Milwaukee, 140-99, your final. Jason Tatum led the way with 40 points. Jaylen Brown had 30. They welcome the Jazz to town tomorrow at 7:30. Spring in for the fresh strawberries now on sale at Shaw's. Now through Thursday, pick up fresh and delicious strawberries for only $1.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 29 degrees outside, afternoon high of 51. Tomorrow at Fenway Park, Wiggy, I am worried about Chris Sale
uh-huh.
making his debut. Winds up to 30 miles
Oof.
An hour.
Mm.
Rain expected, a quarter of an inch of rain. Higher gusts are possible. So, but it's going to be 63 degrees. After that, there's going to be a cold front that comes in. So bring some jackets.
Oof. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Upset some of the Connecticut people. I got a text message on the Subaru of New England text line during the break when we were talking about UConn and tomorrow night's game that we cannot jump on the Connecticut bandwagon.
Why? So, they're part of New England.
Yeah. I mean, there's always a debate about that. Are they really a part of New England?
I mean, I look at them as part of New England.
Miami's my team, though. It's really hard for me because Connecticut, I think, is just so much better than all the teams left, but... Larinaga, I am all in on Miami. Some people sent me messages Monday being like, I won money because I bet Miami after you said too. Yeah. And I was very happy for them, but this might be where I jump on the Connecticut bandwagon. It's for me, it's a bandwagon.
It is truly the most remarkable thing in American sports that Storrs, Connecticut is the home of a college basketball powerhouse. Literally the most nondescript middle of Connecticut town. That is like miles away from Hartford, which sucks. I mean, I love Hartford, but not exactly a metropolis.
Yeah.
And that they've been with Calhoun and now with Hurley, that they are on the precipice of another championship is wild.
Yeah. I mean, it's really the, near as I could tell, the only thing that the state has. I mean, their pizza's horrible. I don't know if
I've never had their pizza, but I thought some people said they have a good pizza spot out there.
Is that Mystic pizza?
No, not Mystic. There's some place.
Well, then again, you're a judge on pizza. Like,
nah, it's
you think that South Shore pizza, Bob pizza, is the best.
Yeah, I do.
So then we can't really judge you on saying Connecticut doesn't have good pizza.
No, it doesn't. The whole state doesn't have good pizza. What I mean, what else do they have? They're half
of them, Ryan's Deli, great spot.
I mean, half of them root for the Sox, half of them root for the Yankees.
They're
a state divided.
They are, true, but still they are part of our New England family. You know what I mean? Don't we all have family members who are like,
that's me.
He's an alcoholic. He's a junk tank. But you know what? He's ours. And you know what? We got no choice but to invite him to the barbecue.
That's me, except for the he's ours part.
Yeah. Well, you got no choice. I mean, it's like at times you want to kick him out of the family, but he's still family. Where is he? He's sleeping down on Bennington
Southern
Street.
I'll go get him. Southern Connecticut's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I don't think a Greenwich out there isn't like that one of the richest, you know, places in America.
Second to Seaport.
Yeah, it's where Tom Brady has his house.
So, yeah, I'll ride with UConn. They're in New England. I'll ride with them. I can't really go with Miami. They're down south. I mean, there's no love there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll ride with UConn.
You're really excited, though, for the women's side.
Well, obviously, Dawn Staley's got the girls at South Carolina. Yeah. They're undefeated. They're, what, 37-0?
Yeah.
But that Iowa, that girl from Iowa, what's her name? Clark, is that her last name? She's a baller, so that's going to be... But then they got that Boston chick who's really good for South Carolina, so that'll be a good matchup. And when's the last time, was it probably a UConn team that... Or men or women's team that won a national championship without losing a game. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I'm also excited for LSU because we always talk about the NIL deals. That Bayou Barbie.
Oh, yeah.
She is raking in the cash.
You see her mama?
Yeah.
Oh, you see
her? Yeah, she is making a lot of money.
Not as much as Bad Bobby.
No. She's making all her money on OnlyFans now. But
you see the mama of Bayou Bobby was like, had to go on Twitter like, yo, stop sliding into my DM. I'm not my daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jackson is upset that the two twins are gone because he thinks they look like, both of them look like a young Elizabeth Banks.
They kind of do have that look.
Yeah.
They kind of do.
Yeah,
Jackson, slide on like the Bayou Bobby.
Oh,
he has a fiance.
No, but for somebody to.
Oh, to root for.
Yeah, I mean.
I go with the hometown connection.
You're married, but you still would have a hall pass with Drake and Vince Vaughn. So if he wants to slide on, you know, and. Fantasize about the Bayou Bobby. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's only a hall pass, and who knows? Maybe
Sugar Mama for you too.
She might. His lawyer fiance might let him have a hall pass.
How's the wedding planning going, Jackson?
It's going.
Say
it's about it.
When is the wedding?
I'm not sure. We're moving tomorrow, so that's on the back burner for right now.
What made you decide to move?
The place that we live told us to get out.
Yeah.
we were doing a sublet, and now we're moving.
Did they raise the rent?
Yes. Oh yeah, significantly.
I don't know. I don't think you brought this up on the air yet, but it's egregious when it comes to your landlord, and Santo.
Yep.
And they want you to pay an extra $1,000 a month.
Yep. Mm. They're saying they're upping my parking spot and the rent, total $1,000 a month.
That's $12,000 a year.
Yeah. I've never been a landlord. I'm sure, you know, you need to bring your building up to market, whatever. We have lived in this place for over 3 years.
Right.
We've always, you know, we've never caused an issue, not a single issue. We've always been very helpful with anything he ever needs, getting into the building, helping people out.
I'm guessing you set the fire alarms off a few times when you were cooking.
Only in my apartment.
Okay.
Not full building.
Okay.
But it just, to me, it was so snaky, the conversation that we had with him. And it was, Santo works in real estate, and he was trying to have a conversation with him, like, come on, guy. Like, we've known you for 3 years now. $1,000 a month,
doesn't
really?
It generally, gradually, slowly go up.
Don't you want people living in your place that are paying on time, don't cause any issues?
Right.
So this weekend, we have to spend the entire weekend going and touring buildings.
That just seems like a ridiculous
scam. It's probably because he's getting that Section 8 money. Don't let him fool you.
Well, but it's like $1,000 a month.
I mean, I haven't rented in forever, but I would think that usually it goes up a little bit, but not just, you know, $1,000. Like, that's an extreme amount.
Maybe Tommy Tabs would pay some of it.
Nah, I'm good.
No,
but it's ready. It's time for you to get out of Southie. I mean, Southie's turning into the hood.
It's going to be a sad day for me.
Get out of there.
All right. Well, anyway,
It is when you're throwing up everywhere, and after stepping and throw up and. Don't you got all types of stuff going on in Southie? I feel like every week I'm hearing you guys talking about how bad it's over there.
No, it's...
you guys are living in
yuppie land.
Okay. All right. We should get to this.
It's time for...
Down here in Scituate, we get that saying, you know...
The news.
Still waters run deep. Amen. So if it's still on the top, it's still on the bottom.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
What's her name? Courtney, Coco, whatever.
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with four locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
Pure panty dropper.
On WEEI.
Well, former President Donald Trump has been indicted on more than 30 counts. The first former president that will ever face criminal charges. This comes as...
I learned that that's not actually accurate.
Oh.
I believe that he's the first president in the 19th century to face criminal charges. Ulysses S. Grant was charged one time, I kid you not, with riding his horse too fast.
What?
Yeah,
is that a real thing?
Yes, that's a real thing. Like you had, there was apparently some sort of a speed limit when it came to horses, and so Trump would be the second president to be charged.
Were you riding a horse when you got pulled over with the weed?
I was not, but I think that during the time that Ulysses S. Grant served in jail for that, his vice president Joe Biden took over and ran the country. But this is interesting.
Yeah. And of course, it comes as the Manhattan District Attorney's Office has been investigating him in connection with hush money payment schemes and cover ups.
Are these real charges? Because it doesn't seem like he's pressed about it.
I think this is real.
I don't think he's worried about it.
Well, his arraignment is set for 2:15 on Tuesday.
No, when I mean real charges, I mean, like, I know they're charges, but it seems like he's not going to do any real time. It's like, you know, maybe pay a fine.
Do you think that this will affect whether or not he runs again?
No.
This will add to it.
I think this will add to it. This will embolden his followers, I believe.
You think so?
Oh yeah.
Jackson?
Absolutely.
Yeah. They'll be like, see,
hate to see him messed with.
Just like you, I too have been wrongly accused by the government. I was more of my Martin Luther King than Trump.
It's all right. Those two are often confused.
Huge.
Well, Mike Pence spoke about the matter. Here's a little bit about what he had to say.
Well, I think the unprecedented indictment of a former president of the United States on a campaign finance issue is an outrage. And it appears for millions of Americans to be nothing more than a political prosecution that's driven by a prosecutor who literally ran for office on the pledge to indict the former president.
Well, that'll be interesting.
Huge!
So Tuesday is
2:15.
Is he going to be in handcuffs? How's that going to go?
I doubt it.
You don't think so?
Okay. I don't know.
He might be like, put the handcuffs on me, though. I want to be more relatable to the people. Put the handcuffs on me.
All right.
Well, speaking of indictments, remember that case of Anna Walsh, the Cohasset mom that disappeared on New Year's Day? Her husband, Brian, has been indicted for the murder of his wife, for misleading a police investigation, obstruction of justice, and for the improper conveyance of a human body.
Okay, they're going to be able to win this without the body.
That is my biggest fear. No body, no crime, right? That's what they always say. So I
Unless
think it's going to be really hard.
Evidence there. You know,
the Google searches, I guess.
I don't know if that's enough. Yeah. You know, this is a story, like, it went away, but now it's obviously back. But it's going to be one of those things that are, like, really, really interested to see how it plays out in court. It's similar to the one that you were the Idaho for. Was it Idaho?
Yeah. Yep. Right?
Because isn't that going to be going to trial soon?
Yeah, June. We can hear from one area resident of Cohasset.
I think everyone's innocent until proven guilty, but on the other hand, with all of the so-called evidence that's been on the news, it leaves people feeling like they've got the right guy.
Well, hopefully he doesn't get that guy on the jury.
No.
All right.
And Gwyneth Paltrow was found non-liable in the 2016 Deer Valley ski accident. Of course, Terry Sanderson sued the actress for $300,000. Then Gwyneth countersued him for $1. He said, you know, he had life-altering injuries from her hitting him on the ski slopes. Here's the verdict.
Has the jury reached a verdict?
Was Gwyneth Paltrow at fault? No. Was Terry Sanderson at fault? Yes. Did Terry Sanderson's fault cause Gwyneth Paltrow's harm? Yes. What percent of the fault do you assign to Terry Sanderson? 100%. Damages. What amount fairly compensates Gwyneth Paltrow for economic damages? $1.
But didn't she hit him from behind?
That's what he said. Yeah. But then throughout the trial, they've had, you know, it's a he said, she said.
Oh, there's no video or anything like that?
She was with a ski instructor. I think that was the most damning evidence. The ski instructor was like, no, that didn't happen. Okay. He hit her. And then he also, it was in a group message or texted his daughter or something saying, like, I'm going to be famous.
And did she go wild after and celebrate with a cauliflower pizza or something like that?
Probably.
Yeah.
With cheese. Dairy full.
She gave everybody the candles.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
We got to take a break. We'll get to the rest of the news, including when it comes to stress, what you should be concerned about in your home. It's not just your pets. It's not just you. It's not your family members. science is now warning that there is something in your home, most likely, that is very stressed out.
Yeah.
So we will get to that next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Off Flex Friday for Shime and Jackson doing a great job filling in this morning. Was that for Curtis?
That was for Curtis.
How did you find out that Curtis, you used to be a drummer?
When I had him on my on the Greg Hill post show, we had a conversation about my past as a bass player and a guitar player, and he mentioned that he played the drums.
Huh. And that was the song right there, the only song that he could drum.
Yeah, do you
to.
Cover anything else besides Enter Sandman?
Yeah, we did Stairway to Heaven. And we did
In the Heat of the Night, Phil Collins.
That was one. Under Pressure, which is something I enjoyed, and the last one was Summer Girls.
Were you actually in a band, or were you just a drummer?
Mark Turner, Nico Schlesinger, and myself. Nico was the bass player. Mark was guitar. I was the drums.
What was the name of the band?
I don't know if we had a name.
Curtis Turner Schlesinger.
That was probably it.
A little bit of mouthful.
No singer?
I did the falsetto.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
you handled the vocals?
I did not. I can't
falsetto, even that's powerful range right there. You gotta be able to really.
Like, I was considered the Megan Thee Stallion of Britain.
All right.
Back to the news, Courtney, if you could.
Scary scene, and I believe Ethan has the screenshots of this. A 23-year-old in Boston has been charged with attempted murder for violently kicking a boy, causing him to fall into the pit of the State Street MBTA station.
The kid is lucky to be alive.
Very lucky.
Because he didn't hit the third rail.
Oof. Didn't hit the third rail, and no trains were coming at the time. Yeah. The suspect, also a suspect in a stabbing in Whitman. What he was wearing when he kicked this boy is the same thing that he was wearing at the stabbing. So that's how they related the two. Here's the prosecutor of the case, Kevin Morgan.
The defendant, completely unprovoked, they were unknown to each other, came up from behind him and with extreme force kicked him straight in the back, causing the named victim to fall into the pit.
Wow. Yeah. So this was just a random act?
Random.
Yeah.
That is so scary.
It is. Yeah. It's terrifying.
Yep.
That's why I haven't rolled the subway in a long time, but I never stood by the edge.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nah. Yeah. I don't trust that third rail.
Yeah.
I don't think most people do.
Yeah. But I don't trust people. It's nice, far enough back where nothing can happen.
Yeah. 44-year-old Derek Wayne Bowers of Hagerstown, Maryland, was charged on Monday with one count of cyber stalking for allegedly calling his ex-girlfriend 815 times over 2 days.
In 2 days?
Yeah.
400 times a day?
I could see it.
Wow.
I guess 815 is a lot. Yeah. I've probably gotten up there
400 times.
How many times would you? An ex?
An ex? I probably hit the 100 mark.
Really?
Over two days, 50 a day?
No, you didn't.
Jesus.
Really?
Yeah.
50 a day? What are you just calling constantly right back, right after another?
They deserved it. Wow. They gaslit me, so and I needed to say my piece.
So you call, hang up.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Closure.
Yeah, we've all, I was a big closure girl. We've all been there. You get a few drinks in you. You know, you start off the morning, you wake up, you have that pit in your stomach.
Okay, 817 times.
No, that's bad. Yeah. He also texted her, sent her messages on Facebook. He's facing up to 5 years in prison.
But even a couple hundred, are you just calling and hanging up?
No, you're calling, letting it ring through, through your tears.
And then hanging up and then calling again and calling.
Yeah, when opening another bottle of wine.
Do they ever did he ever finally talk to you? Or did he just keep sending you straight to voicemail?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, it was in high school, I think it happened to me once. In college, definitely. My college boyfriend, poor guy. And then there was one time after college that I blew up his phone.
Wow.
He threw a party at his apartment and told me he was going to sleep. And then a friend went to the party.
Oh, boy.
So
a party broke out. He didn't know it was going to break out.
You're just stressing me out. Okay, well, grow up.
This guy belongs, I think, in jail.
Yeah. A Florida aquarium has reached a deal with animal welfare advocates to release Lolita, a 5,000-pound killer whale held in captivity for over half a century.
Wow.
Yep.
Lolita's getting out?
She's getting out. Huh. The Miami Seaquarium reached a binding agreement with the nonprofit Friends of Lolita to return the whale, who recently retired from performances, to the ocean.
How are they going to get Lolita out of there?
A truck. Have you ever watched Blackfish?
No. Was that the one about the aquariums?
Yeah, it's about SeaWorld and... I shed a tear or two.
You did?
Yeah, it is very sad to see how these killer whales, these majestic creatures, are treated.
Okay, well, how'd they get Willie out? So, I mean, however they get freed Willie. Yeah. You would think that they would do the same with Lolita.
All right. And science is now saying that when your plants are stressed, they actually make noise.
Plants are stressed?
Yeah.
What are plants stressed about?
Thirsty. They're saying not enough sunlight.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I know the entire world is very stressed out. Right. I understand that. So you could theoretically have a houseplant sitting there stressed out. What type of noise do they make?
So
is it a scream of agony?
No, that's what I thought. You know, in Harry Potter, those plants that they pull out of the pot and they all scream. That's initially thought of. But no, they emit around 30 to 50 popping or clicking sounds per hour when they're stressed. Okay. But when they're not stressed, it's only about one per hour. So you definitely can tell. We actually have what the sound sounds like.
Okay.
So if you're hearing that in your house and you really want to make sure you're taking care of your plants, they are stressed.
That piece of sound is 18 seconds long. I don't know why we couldn't just have the first three and then be done with it.
You're
supposed to basically go feed me, Seymour. This is what when I heard that, I'm thinking like Little Shop of Horrors, your plants like coming alive and saying, hey, I'm thirsty. You think you want to move me to the sunlight? Yeah. Before you know it, the thing turns into a murderous killer plant.
Do they have like a therapist for your, is there a plant therapist?
Oh, for sure.
Where's Carl Danielle? I guarantee you there's
a plant there.
Oh, yeah. Because people act like plants are living things in the sense that
they are alive.
Well, they have feelings and emotions.
Yeah. Well, some people get plants instead of a pet.
I have a serious question, Greg.
Yeah.
Vegan rooftop lady at NEMA.
Yeah.
Now that she knows plants have feelings and can emit sound, will she stop eating plants?
That's a great question, Curtis.
Because what's different from that and a dolphin?
Would make a head of lettuce more stressed out than knowing it was soon to be a salad?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Know, a big head of romaine when there's a big dinner party coming over.
Yeah.
Same with the lobster, right?
Terrible way to die if you're a head of lettuce, too.
Yeah. Imagine you're getting the knife and, you know, you're walking over, you're ready to cut the salad, and boom, all of a sudden the salad is like...
I'd back up.
I'm making that noise. That's, wow.
Do these plants, seems like they only speak in Morse code, right?
Well, they're speaking in plant language, obviously.
Oh, plant language, isn't that how plant language is?
Other plants understand that they're stressed
Well, that's
out.
Morse code.
Do you think the plants are stressed at the AI takeover? Maybe that's why.
That might be what it is. Could be the fact maybe they're not getting enough flex time. They're not allowed no days off when you're a plant. I mean, maybe the sun is too intense for them, or they're not getting enough sun. So
it's all been a plant for 6 long years and it's tired.
When you had Dale, did he ever make any noises behind you?
No. Whatever happened to Dale the plant? We should get Dale the plant back in here. All right,
Dale here.
That's the news. Coming up next, we'll get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And according to one New England Patriot, Wiggy, the division in play for your beloved New England Patriots. AFC East in play. We'll get to that and the rest of what they said next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.